Hey everybody, you know what today is? It is Father's Day. And wow, Father's Day elicits so many different feelings for so many people. Here's what I want to land on today. Not only should we be grateful that there is a man who is our Father, or who made it possible for us to have life, but we want to focus on the Father who will never leave us, who will never forsake us, who will never let us down, who will always love us unconditionally, who will always forgive us, who was always there for us, regardless of what your relationship was or is or will be with your earthly father. I thank God that He is our Heavenly Father, who is everything and who is a perfect Father. It's really easy for so many people to interject feelings for God based on their feelings for their earthly father. And sometimes that's a real productive, wonderful thing. If you have a very loving father who is gentle, then it's easy to picture God as a gentle God. But if you have an earthly father who is rough and mean and demanding and selfish, then it's really easy to take those attributes and to try to superimpose them on how you feel God is. So maybe think about that today. What things from my earthly father are good things that I transpose onto how I feel about God? And what are those things that maybe I have unfairly assumed that God is like? There's a lot of us who feel that God is this heavenly judge, and he is the judge, but this judge that all he wants to do is bring punishment to us, and that's just not who God is. If you dig into the Word of God, you will see that God is the very definition of love. And regardless of what your relationship is with your earthly father, or was with your earthly father, remember that God as your Heavenly Father is perfect. His love is perfect. And let's spend a moment today thanking Him for that. God, thank you that your love is unconditional. Thank you, Lord, that no matter what I do, you still love me. And there's nothing I could do that would make you love me any less. Lord, you are a God who is here with us. God with us, Emmanuel, God with us. Which means that you never leave us. You are present. And Lord, even in those times that we don't feel your presence, we have the assurance that you are here. Lord, we know you take no joy in our sufferings. But Lord, because we are beloved children, you hurt when we hurt. Thank you for being that Father that we can count on at all times. Lord, we thank you for our earthly fathers. And I know that this is a very difficult subject for many. But Lord, I thank you that we have life because of a man and a woman who came together. And Lord, we know that our life has purpose. Those people, Lord, who have always felt like a mistake or unwanted, I pray, Lord, that you would heal their hearts and remind them that you don't make mistakes. People make mistakes, but you never make mistakes. And Lord, we all have a purpose. Thank you, Lord, for those men in our life who are fathers, for those men in our life who are father figures and encouragers to us. But most of all, we thank you for who you are as our Father, who will always be there no matter what. And we praise you for that in Jesus' name.